Mix 94.5, good morning. It's Claire, Matt and Kimber here. One place that people are finding themselves on that is, well, is causing a lot of conversation and obviously making the news a lot are cruise ships around the planet. And there are some off our coast and a lot of talk here in Western Australia about the Vasco da Gama cruise ship. And Di, an Australian citizen who's on holidays, Di is a passenger on board. And Di, thank you so much for your time this morning. How are you faring?
Oh, pretty good. I know the news shows that we're in trouble, but from our perspective, we've been very well looked after. We're still effectively, until this morning, where we're sort of in panic mode trying to pack. But up until now, we have been very protected, looked after, fed, watered, entertained. Our biggest shock will be actually getting off the boat.
Well, Di, how long have you been on the boat now, and when did they ever isolate you when they thought that coronavirus might be coming through?
We have actually boarded the ship in Fremantle on February the 12th, so it actually had a couple of legs. We were heading to Tilbury in the UK. We disembarked passengers at the end of our first leg in Singapore. We had more passengers embark in that Singapore, and they did a 14-day cruise that come back into Singapore. Their other passengers got off, and new passengers got on that were scheduled to go all the way through to Tilbury. So since we left Singapore on the 9th of March, we haven't set foot on land. Okay, we knew when we left that China had not long announced that they had a problem with the virus.
Right.
But people on the ship, when you book a cruise, it's a big expense. And when you're going from somewhere like Fremantle all the way through to Tilbury, it's long-range planning, all that sort of thing. And we knew the virus about. Nobody had any idea at that stage that it would have such a major effect and turn into a global pandemic. So we sailed off blissfully. Now, I will say we had no external news on this ship from Fremantle until our cruise was terminated on the 12th after the pandemic was called. So any satellite TV on this ship was non-existent. The only things we could glean was if we were close to land or actually on land, and we madly scrambled to get internet to find out what was going on there, out there in the real world.
I guess like a lot of people, Di, we've been watching this unfold with the cruise ships thinking what a nightmare situation. But the situation you've just described of not having any news to watch and just having sort of reruns of The Love Boat played on, whatever they're showing on the ship sounds like a dream to me, to be free of all of the news.
Those reruns were called the Bug Boat.
Oh, the Bug. We're so glad you've got your sense of humour, Di. Now, what's going on right now? Are you doing that hurry up and wait thing, and are you getting off the boat soon to go to Rottnest? Is that the story?
No. We're East Coasters. So, yes, the Western Australians have been asked to assemble at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
They believe that from 8:30 they will start being processed through whatever health screens they need to do and immigration and biosecurity, and then they will be slowly transferred onto the ferries and moved across onto Rottnest. Now, they last night had all their health screen paperwork and series of questionnaires to do, and they actually have a plan of the accommodation, and they know exactly where they're going to be on Rottnest. So they're happy with that. And we all knew that we would have to isolate, and that's never been an issue. We had the reverse situation to you guys where this is going to actually slap us in the face. You've seen the progress of this pandemic slowly and surely and the increase in levels of action that the government have taken.
Yep.
We've been totally isolated from that.
Right.
So we're more frightened of actually leaving the boat and coming into contact with people who may give us the virus. So, as there's a bit of a reverse situation to what everybody else is seeing. Yeah. So far, on this ship. We've been at sea since for 17, 18, 19. Today's about the 21st day. We haven't touched land.
Yeah.
No sign of virus anywhere. And given the information we've seen on the TV and from information on the land, if we had virus on this ship, it would be right through the ship now, and they couldn't hide it, and everybody would know.
Okay, so you've been from New South Wales. Mm. So what's the plan for you now, Di, just to wrap things up?
Going to a hotel, wherever those centres, isolating and quarantine for 2 weeks. Then we're waiting to find out how we get back to New South Wales. We believe we will only have to self-isolate then.
Hey, Di, thanks for your time this morning. We really appreciate you getting on and speaking honestly. And you've still got a bit of that sense of humour burning there. And we know it's tough because you're getting all the information at once. But all the best to you.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for talking to us. Thank you very much.
It's Di from New South Wales. And when you hear someone, as she said, we've been drip-fed the news as it goes through. But she's just copped it all at once.
Yeah, but no sign of virus on the boat. How do I get a ticket? Have they got any spare rooms? I'm ready to board.
Yes.
not the bug boat.
The love boat.
Amazing. It's 8:26.